the PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 5 o'clock. I'm Danny DiCrescenzo. Topping our report this hour, President Trump is going to address a joint session of Congress tonight. Trump will speak in front of lawmakers from both sides for the first time of his second term. The president will outline the goals of his administration and give his current view of the country. The address begins at 9 p.m. Eastern. First Lady Melania Trump, meanwhile, is speaking out against the publication of non-consensual, sexually explicit images. At a roundtable on Capitol Hill on Monday, she supported the Take It Down Act, which was passed by the Senate earlier in February. The bill criminalizes publishing real and AI-generated revenge porn and compels tech platforms to remove it after a valid request from a victim.
In an era where digital interactions are integral to daily life, it is imperative that we safeguard children from mean-spirited and hurtful online behavior.
The First Lady's comments are her first since her husband was sworn in for the second time. And New Jersey receives a rough report card on its efforts to prevent and control tobacco use. The American Lung Association is pushing the Garden State to expand its smoke-free laws to include casinos.
It really is, you know, amazing that we are still having this conversation in 2025.
Michael Sealback with the Lung Association says out of five scores for New Jersey, two are F grades in the categories of tobacco taxes and funding for prevention programs. Now the Ruin Insurance Business Report, the Atlanta Federal Reserve's GDP Now model predicted that the U.S. economy would shrink by 2.8% in Q1 of 2025. This projection has sparked conversations about if a recession is likely, though most experts remain optimistic that that odds remain low. On Wall Street, the Dow closed down 670 points. In business, anything can happen. Be ready with Ru Insurance for benefits, business, and personal insurance. Visit rueinsurance.com. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. And what's the deal with the weather? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zaro's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Tomorrow's going to be an active weather day for New Jersey. Thunderstorms are possible, and they could get rather noisy with heavy rain and gusty winds. The biggest concerns around this time tomorrow. Tonight stays quiet and mainly clear, lows in the lower 40s. We're not going to freeze tonight. And even tomorrow, it's going to be mild, highs in the mid to upper 50s with clouds and maybe a spot shower in the morning. The big thing to watch afternoon and evening hours as a batch of heavy rain and possible gusty thunderstorms come into view. Thursday, we dry out but also cool down. It'll be windy and mostly cloudy. Highs will be in the lower 50s, falling into the 40s by the afternoon. Friday, sunny, breezy, and seasonable, highs in the upper 40s. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zaro.
Clinton 57, Jackson 59, Millville 54. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York. Not New York. Not Philadelphia. Not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.